The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Chalene Johnson.
Hey there, I'm Chalene Johnson, the host of The Chalene Show. Yeah, that's my other show. It's kind of a life coaching show. We talk about all things related to living a happier, fuller, more balanced life. Here's what I'm about. I'm about fun, creating passive income, goal setting, family, spirituality, friends, fitness, nutrition, and just kind of figuring out how to balance your whole life and do it in a very practical way. So recent shows that you would probably enjoy on The Chalene Show are topics like how to deal with negative people, how to get yourself out of a rut, how to get really laser focused if you're easily distracted and have a million things going on and you're having a hard time doing that. We talk about everything related to creating a crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life. This is Build Your Tribe. So yes, you're in the right place. Build Your Tribe is completely devoted to those of us who are entrepreneurs. Specifically, I like to help people who are trying to build their business and using all of the resources we have available to us online. So yes, we do talk a lot about building your passive income, how to build your online business, but you'll hear so many tips and ideas that will help you crush it. Just bringing more people through the door at your physical business. I mean, any kind of business you have, it benefits from all of us being online. I'm going to start by taking a question today. We're going to talk about how to get a hot chick or a hot guy's phone number. Boom, chicka bop. What? What about business cards and where to send people on your website? So if you've got one opportunity, like let's say you're talking to a group of 50 people, or you're writing a guest blog post, or maybe you've got the opportunity to be on the local news, or maybe you're just trying to figure out where to send people when you do a post in social media. Yes, answers to all your questions here today on Build Your Tribe.
Hi, Chalene. This is Katie Soy, and I am in your Marketing Impact Academy.
Okay, for the record, anyone can leave me a question by going to ChaleneJohnson/AskChalene. For the record, if you have an awesome question and I think it's going to serve the community who's listening to this podcast, it's going to get on the show. It just so happens that I give preferential treatment to the Marketing Impact Academy students, but it's also one of the perks of being a student or being a part of the academy is, you know, you've got a place where you know we are paying attention and answering your questions. So Katie, ask away.
So I just recently built my first freemium, but I have a question about how this should work now because I also have a website. So I actually had a blog several years ago and I just moved my blog over. So it's a really simple site, not a lot going on, but my website is at www.katiesoy.com. So K-A-T-I-E. And soy like soy latte, katiesoy.com. On my katiesoy.com page, I linked it to my freemium with the super awesome tech support help of my CRM. So if you go to katiesoy.com/gift, it's the same page as my freemium, so people can subscribe. So my question is, I know that the focus is on building our list. I'm totally on board with that. That's awesome. I'm doing it. That's great. But my question is, when I'm talking about this to people, like when I'm talking to my friends and family about all the stuff I'm working on, where do I send them? You know, I'm assuming it's my freemium, but then I also have this really cool site, and I also have the gift page on that site. So do I send them to katiesoy.com/gift, or am I just, you know, really directing traffic, laser focused to the freemium right now?
Ooh, this is exciting. Okay, I got this one. This is the best analogy I've ever thought of. Until I come up with my next analogy. Okay, so about 2 weeks ago, I got a call from a friend who was moving into her first apartment. And she said, hey, listen, I remember you saying that you just bought some new cookware. I don't know if you've already donated your old stuff or you're keeping it, but just in case I thought I would throw it out there, I would love it if you had any extra pots and pans. I mean, they're expensive. And I thought, oh, this is great. So I boxed up my old pots and pans, put them in a big, giant cardboard moving box. That's a gift, right? I'm giving that to her. Does it make more sense for me to put that box in the middle of my house and then leave and just let her try to figure out what was her gift and where she could find it? Or would it be way more convenient and would I be like a nicer friend if I actually boxed all of those pots and pans up and then put them at the front door when I knew she was coming over? Of course it would. It'd be super distracting if I put them in the middle of my house because she's like, should I take this plant? That's a really nice TV over there. Maybe I should take that TV. You see what I'm saying? Make it easy for people to find the thing that they came for. And I think that's your question, Katie, but you did happen to mention specifically, where do you send your friends and family members? And that's kind of different. I don't think that you want, that you're trying to grow your email list person to person. I think you're trying to grow your email list, your tribe, by finding like-minded people, your lifers online, right? So I think when we're talking about like, hey, I can't wait to show my mom or my aunt or my sister or my high school English teacher what I'm doing, I'd send them to your main website. But if you're really looking for somebody to opt in and become a lifer, then you want to send them to what they're looking for. And when we send them to our website, I mean, like right now, you'll notice I rarely just say go to ShaleenJohnson.com. I will tell you, go to getigimpact.com for my tips on Instagram. Or I might say to sign up for my free webinar on how to become more confident and overcome self-doubt, then go to ShaleenJohnson.com/webinar. Now, when you land there, that's a landing page. It's not my website. It's an opt-in page for the webinar. When you go to getigimpact.com, it's not my website. It's a landing page where the only thing you're seeing is what it is you came for. In other words, if you're specifically looking for tips on how to grow your Instagram so that it will help you build your business and your online presence, well, then I don't want to distract you with my website. On my website, you're going to see my last 10 tweets and you're going to see blog posts and photos and seminars and all kinds of cool stuff, right? So if people organically search for me, they will find that. But ideally, I want to send people to a single place where there's minimal distraction and they're simply going to go, this is what I want. Here is my email address. Now give me my free gift. And we're just like that. We want things simplified. We just know based on market research that that works. So friends and family, sure, send them to your website. Anyone else, when you're talking about a post or you're pinning something on Pinterest, or you're putting a link in your Instagram bio, send people to your freemium. Katie, you also mentioned something. You didn't ask for my opinion, and I don't normally do this, give advice where it hasn't been asked for. Wait, who am I kidding? Of course I do that. Hello, that's why anyone and everyone who has a podcast, so they can give advice and just like blabber on about their own opinions. I have a very strong opinion about business cards. So take a listen to what Katie has to say about business cards.
I'm also getting business cards made, and I'm assuming I'm going to put katiesoy.com on those, but maybe I should put the freemium on there. So I'm really, doing that laser-focused direction toward getting the email subscriptions. I'm getting my entrepreneurial business cards made, the first ones. Thank you so much. You're awesome. Talk to you soon.
Katie, you're awesome. Lifers, we're all really awesome. That's why we hang out together. So it is exciting to get your first business card. I remember, like, you feel like, hey, I'm officially an entrepreneur and I have a business card, which means I have a business. But the truth is, in my opinion, and there are exceptions, generally speaking, those of you who are building an online business, you don't need a business card. And I don't care how fast those websites are to design them yourself and how inexpensively you can have them shipped to your home, it's still going to take you time, money, and effort. Let me give it to you straight. When I see someone has a business card in their hand and I'm meeting them at a conference or a seminar, I get really excited. You know why? Because if they have a business card, that means I have a free out. If you walk up to me and you're like, hey, I wrote this book and I'd love for you to review it. And here's my business card. If you could send me an email, let me know what you think about it. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. But you and I both know I'm not going to read that book and then send them a review. The mistake somebody makes when they hand you a business card and ask you to follow up with them is they are telling you that the relationship is now in your hands and they are your prospect, right? So why would they follow up? It's your obligation to take the relationship to the next level. So that person who might hand me their card and their book, staying in touch with me is important to them. It's not important to me. I don't know them. You know, we want to serve people. We want to give our time to people who are either paying customers or people we really like and know and are trying to support and mentor them. But a complete stranger, I'm a nice person, but I prioritize my time. So what am I going to do with the card? I'm going to say thank you. And now great, this conversation's over. I don't know you. And you've just given me the perfect out. Frankly, it's a pretty outdated networking practice. Hey, it's me. Sorry to interrupt. I hope you're enjoying this episode. I hope that you've had a chance to listen to a few other episodes when you have a moment. And I know you're super crazy busy, but I love providing you this content. It's really important to me, however, that the show ranks well. And so what I ask of you is to let me know what you think about the show by writing a review on iTunes. Now, if you're not yet a member of the Marketing Impact Academy and you would like to be entered into our monthly drawing where we select one person and we give them a scholarship to the Marketing Impact Academy, all you have to do is use the hashtag #IWantMIA when you write your iTunes review. By the way, thank you so much, because even if you are not selected to be that MIA winner, I'll tell you what you will get. Good karma. You're going to get good parking lot karma. The next time you're in a super crowded parking lot, I know what's going to happen. You're going to be like, whoa, that spot right there in front of the door just opened up. I wonder if this is because I did something really nice for Chalene. It could happen. Back to the show. So when I was a mere 21 years old, I was out dancing at the nightclub. This is a true story, by the way. So lean in. So I'm out dancing at the nightclub, right? And there's this cute guy standing over by the bar, and he's with a couple of other big, giant football players. And this guy comes over, and he's like trying to give me his best lines. And I can see him out the corner of my eye watching my dance move, because I had like a sweet running man, and I could Roger Rabbit with the best of them. Like, I had all the 90s dance moves down, y'all. So like, he was checking me out hardcore. So eventually came over and started talking to me, and we actually really hit it off, and he was really very handsome. Yes, I thought this guy was cute, but obviously he thought I was really cute. Now, if he had handed me a piece of paper with his number on it, like the equivalent of a business card, and I didn't think he was that cute, what would I do with that number? Ladies, you've had this happen to you. You crumble it up, right? Or the guy can ask you for your phone number, and then what do? You're like, oh yeah, my number is 949-565-4337. And you like change the number. And it's not really your number. I know you've done that before, but this guy was really cute. He happens to be my husband now. Yeah, we met at a nightclub. I'm so sorry. I know I told you we met at the library, but you know, everything worked out. But if Brett had like come up to me and said, hey, here's my number, right? I mean, that's taking a risk. I was his prospect. He was desperate to have me marry him. Well, I don't know if he knew it then, but like, you know, after a couple dates, he did. My point is, when you really want a relationship with somebody, you're not going to put it in their hands. You're going to keep it in your hands. So what did he do? He's like, hey, so do you think maybe I could get your phone number or something? And what did I do? I gave him, we didn't have cell phones then. So I gave him my beeper number. Is that so funny? I know. I'm really dating myself, but I had a beeper. And not only did I give him my beeper, I also gave him my home phone line and my number during the day while I was at my part-time job as a paralegal. So apparently I was as interested as he was in pursuing that relationship. So let me shoot straight with you. When I am interacting with somebody and I really want to get on their podcast and I really want them to speak at one of my events and I really want to be friends with them, I'm going to put the relationship, I'm going to keep the relationship in my hands. So I'm not going to send them my phone number. I will do my best to figure out how I can get a hold of them. So when I've met someone and we've had a reasonably long and connected conversation, and then it seems appropriate, I will say, this has been fantastic. I've really enjoyed connecting with you. I'd love to stay in touch if we can, or I'd love to reach out to you and see if we can get you to speak at one of our conferences or whatever it might be. And I will say to them, can I text you my number? You see how that sounds so different than, can I get yours, right? Can I get your number? Okay, now when is this not appropriate to do? It's not appropriate to do if you've just met the person 2 seconds ago. That's creepy. Who gives their number to a stranger? Nobody. So what can you do if you only have a moment to meet someone? Well, I just don't think it does any good to stick a business card in their hand. I would rather you make a concerted effort to make a connection with them. The second you put a business card in someone's hand, they don't look at you anymore. Now, and they don't try to remember anything. Now they're going to look down at the card and think to themselves, oh, great, now I have an excuse to walk away or say thank you so much. I'll look you up. Instead, what I would rather you do in those instances when you're networking live and in person is make a connection with that person. Figure out by asking questions, not by vomiting your resume, not by talking all about yourself, but by asking questions, figure out what you have in common, who you have in common, what their social media accounts are, and then find out what social media account they hang out on the most. Because if it's Instagram, you can send them an Instagram direct message. If it's Twitter, you can send them a few tweets, and I guarantee you're going to get on their radar, or Facebook, or wherever it is. You are much more likely to continue the relationship if they remember you and remember that conversation, as opposed to putting a business card in the hand of someone who just met you and you've just given them an opportunity to basically toss it, you know? The fact is, most seminars I go to, I leave with 20, 30, 40 business cards. I can't even think of the last time I actually kept a business card, because if it's somebody who I really want to connect with, I'm going to find a way to connect with them other than a business card. And if it's someone who I really want them to have my personal information, I'm not putting that stuff on a business card. I would rather send you my iPhone contact. Now, there are some great apps that will do this for you. One of them is called Corda, C-O-R-D-A. And I've got a couple of friends who use that app, and basically allows you to customize your iPhone contact, right? Depending on the setting that you're in, you know, because a lot of us wear different hats. So you can have a card on your phone, on your iPhone, that you send somebody if you're at a social media event. And then another one if you're a chiropractor and now you are sending one to one of your clients, right? So it allows you to set up all these different cards. But you know, you can do the same thing on your iPhone. You can just have separate fields to identify, okay, here's the one I want to send when I'm talking to somebody about speaking at one of their events. Here's one that I would send to somebody if I actually wanted them to get in contact with my assistant. So that's my advice. That's my 2 cents. You didn't ask for it, but I thought I'd give it to you anyways. I know that there are instances where certain people need business cards. Y'all, I'm not talking about every situation. I'm just saying, in general, if you have an online business, it's exciting to design a business card. But you know what I'm going to tell you, right? You know right now, you just know what I'm going to tell you you should be spending your time on. Yep. Figure out how to create another freemium, or how to get your freemium in the hands of, in front of, the people who are your lifers, the people who have a problem, a challenge, pain, discomfort, obstacles in front of them, and you've got the answers, you've got the know-how, and they need to know from you. They want to know the answers. So share your answers by creating a freemium instead of creating a business card. All right, lifers, I love you. To leave me your messages, please go to shaleenjohnson.com/ask Shaleen. Hey, by the way, just a reminder, did you get a password manager application on your phone and on your desktop? Don't you wait, dude. Do not think that this is something that's going away. Cybersecurity, if you have an online business, is something you need to take very seriously. Go back and listen to those episodes if you need a quick review. I promise to get you information as soon as we have an upcoming webinar on that. In the meantime, if you'd like to attend one of my webinars and just check out the sequence of how I send emails once you opt in to one of my lists, that's kind of cool too, right? You can see the way I write emails and how we remind you to show up to the webinar. I do that all the time, like just to see how other people do it, right? So you can do that by going to shaleenjohnson.com/webinar, or you can go to www. Who says www anymore? You can go to get IGimpact.com and receive some of my best tips on how to build your business and your email list using Instagram. I just want you to see what two different freemiums look like and then how we communicate with you after you've received your freemium. You'll get follow-up emails and you'll see how close together I send those emails and how I write my emails, and you're welcome to swipe that copy. I share my answers because I love you. Anyways, my goal here today is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. So we're done. That's it. I'm out. See ya. This episode of Build Your Tribe is sponsored by Get IG Impact. I offer free webinars to teach you how to use Instagram to build your email list. Please be sure to visit by going to getigimpact.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.